Mr. Dallard, when particular tragedies befall a particular community, in a particular location, or if it befalls the entire Jewish people, so the Chachomim need to decree a fast upon those people, and many of the laws of such fasts are discussed in Maseches Tanis, and one of the things which are done on that day is that the shofar is blown. And the shofar is blown both in the community which is fasting, as well as in the Beis HaMikdash. And when it comes to the shofar which is blown on those days, Bataniyos on fasts, b'shel zechorim kufufin. Ideally, the type of shofar which should be used is a shofar which comes from a male sheep, a ram, and a ram's horns are very curved and very bent. And this is to signify the fact that on a fast, one should totally humble and subjugate himself towards Hashem, as if he's sort of bending over, and he feels totally subdued towards Hashem. That's represented by the fact that he's bent over towards Hashem. So we use the bent over shofar. And there's certainly no reason to honor the day of the fast as there is to honor the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Fi Yomtov Kesef, there is a silver coating near to the mouth of the shofar. It's not made of gold like the one of Rosh Hashanah, it's only made out of silver. Now in the Beis HaMikdash, the chatzotzros, the special trumpets, were also blown. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the main part was actually the chatzotzros, the trumpets, and not the shofar. And so Shtei chatzotzros b'emtza, there would be two trumpets being blown in the middle, and then somebody blowing a shofar on either side. And this time, shofar mekatzer v'chatzotzros ma'arichos, the shofar would be blown for a shorter time, and the trumpets blown for a longer time. So the shofar would stop, and the chatzotzros would continue being sounded. It would be a longer blast, shemitzvah yom b'chatzotzros, since the main mitzvah of the day of a fast is with the chatzotzros, with the trumpets, rather than the shofar. As the pasuk implies that when you're in a troubled situation, v'hari oisim b'chatzotzros, you should blow on the chatzotzros, the trumpets, to cry out to Hashem, and so the main focus is given towards the trumpets rather than the shofar, the two shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash.